tenderness like before in your fingertips.
You're trying hard not to show.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning all across the state of Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. Back in 1965, the Righteous Brothers went to number one with their original version of this song. It's the Hall & Oates version. The Righteous Brothers took it to number one back in 1965, produced by Phil Spector, used in Top Gun, the original, not the new one. Although maybe it is in the new one. I have no idea. I haven't seen it. I know it's in the original. The Righteous Brothers on this day in 1965 taking You've Lost That Love and Feeling up to the top of the charts. We'll talk later on in Hour 3 with State Rep. Andrew Fink from 35th District about this scheme that Democrats are putting together to prevent you from getting the income tax cut that is promised to you by law. This is a very interesting maneuver. It's an interesting maneuver because I did not think that they would undertake it, and yet, of course, they will. The problem is, essentially, there's so much money in Lansing that Democrats, even Democrats, don't know how to spend it right now. And the message they want to send all of us is, don't worry, give us enough time, we'll figure out how to spend it, and, by the way, give us more of your money than you should. Give us more of your money than the law says you should, because there's an automatic trigger to decrease the state income tax rate once there's so much cash in Lansing. And there's so much cash in Lansing for a number of reasons, not the least of which is so much coming from the federal government, which of our tax dollars being sent back to us. Hooray. And the Detroit News story on Friday, to sort of preview what we'll talk about with Andrew Fink later on in the program, and also update you on where we're at. Craig Mauger story, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democrat leaders of the legislature are prepping a sweeping tax relief proposal. It's like an elbow to the ribs. Wink, wink, tax relief proposal. It is a tax relief proposal in which you don't get the tax relief that's been promised you via the state income tax rate. They say we'll reduce tax bills by more than $1 billion and include perhaps rebate checks. Wow, you're getting your own money back. Rebate checks that could be issued directly to residents. The Craig Mauger story says the agreement on Friday focuses on a plan to ease taxes on retirement income, but not all, remember, boost a tax credit for low-wage workers and issue inflation relief checks in place of a potential cut in the state's personal income tax. So you got that? You get a one-time check now instead of permanent annual income tax relief. This is what Democrats are planning for you. Full details of the plan not available Friday afternoon. I read the Free Press yesterday, cover to cover, as I do each Sunday. No story, no word on this proposal in the Sunday Free Press. And so I suppose there were no updates, but also it's odd that on the most read day of the week, the state's biggest newspaper decides not to tell you that Democrats are plotting to prevent you from receiving a promised state income tax cut. Lawmakers scheduled to return to the Capitol on Tuesday. The governor will present her next budget plan to the legislature on Wednesday. The state right now has a tax surplus of more than $9 billion. This is a weird phrase. Republicans in the House and Senate have called for a broad tax cut for Michiganians. Well, yes and no. They're calling for it because that is what the law says should happen. Calling for the preservation of the potential automatic drop in the personal income tax rate being caused by language at a 2015 law. That policy tied the income tax currently at 4.25% to general fund revenues. The nonpartisan House Fiscal Agency in January estimated that, based on preliminary fiscal year 2022 revenue figures, the revenue trigger would be activated and lower the income tax rate for the 2023 tax year from 4.25% to 4.05%. Democratic lawmakers already have introduced two tax relief proposals. One would decrease taxes on retirement income, but not all, as we we've talked about last week, phased in over 4 years. It also increasing the state's earned income tax credit from 6% of the federal credit to 30%. Story says helping an estimated 700,000 families. Republicans, of course, calling on Whitmer not to disrupt the potential income tax rate change. House Minority Leader Matt Hall, quote, she should promise every Michigander that she won't interfere with the income tax cut they'll receive this year. Democrats say Michigan voters sent a clear message in November and want leaders who are going to get things done that help their families get ahead. So this is the scheme that has been put together. More info perhaps leaking beforehand, but theoretically coming Wednesday when the governor presents her budget proposal to Democratic lawmakers in the House and Senate. And as I will say again, and will say many times over the next 2 years, if not 4 years, elections have consequences. And one of the consequences here is Democrats now control the governor's office and the House and the Senate. And if they wish to stop you from receiving the promised income tax reduction via a 2015 law, because there is more than $9 billion excess dollars swirling in Lansing, they now have the power to do that. Again, the message is, we have more money than we know what to do with. Right now, $9 billion. But don't worry, we'll figure out how to spend it. And don't worry, we still want you to keep giving the same amount you've been giving to us. No relief for you in the state income tax rate. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Healthy Cell. Time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills, not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula. And it tastes great. Check out all of their American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you and save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com. The promo code Gruber saves you 20% at HealthyCell.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college.